Hello, hello. Welcome to the Devani Connection Show. My name is Kevan Devani. I'm the host of the Devani Connection Show, or call, also called the Kevan Devani Connection Show. I thought I'd rather give a relatively short rant or self-reflection monologue, whatever you want to talk it, a chat, via live streamed Twitter, X, and YouTube, over finally over the wake up call, the wake up of the pension funds, which I'm actually, to be honest with you, more excited about than the all the whole ETF stories going on. So let me see if I can. I just need to add the YouTube link to. I just posted on X. Here you go. All right. So that the people on. Let me see. Sorry about that. But so yeah, as you might have heard, you probably listened to. Yeah, here's the link. I'm sorry about that, but okay. So this is the link. I'm just gonna post it on YouTube. All right. Something is cooking in Japan, and that's really exciting. All right, here you go. Okay, posted. All right, so this is let me screen share with you guys. Okay, here is the screen share. Here's the screen share. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? All right. Okay, let me see. Okay. I think you can see that now. Okay, this is the article by Vivek on Bitcoin Magazine. It's called Japan's Government Pension Investment Funds Explores Investment in Bitcoin. The world's largest pension fund managing over $1.5 trillion in assets has announced it will explore diversifying a portion of its portfolio into Bitcoin. Now, what I had assumed is that there are even larger pension funds which have even more trillions and trillions assets under management, or assets in totality. But anyway, it says here Japan's government pension investment fund GPIF, the world's largest pension fund managing over $1.5 trillion in assets, has announced it will explore diversifying a portion of its portfolio into Bitcoin. So it's either the planning phase or, I don't know, brainstorming phase, or maybe they're cooking something. Definitely there's something cooking. But hey, this is great news. To be honest with you, again, it makes me even more excited than this whole ETF thing. But with there now, we're talking about the pension funds or the ETFs. There's always this bitter aftertaste when you think about it, because it takes away the ethos and the philosophy, the ethos of Bitcoin, which means self-custody, right? You buy Bitcoin, you self-custody it, whether it be, whatever, not your keys, not your coins, So, but, at the end of the day, I guess, for a majority of people worldwide, of the 8 billion people just have a much easier task, just calling up the brokers or whatever, their agents, and say, hey, you know what, buy me this and that, just expose me. It's just probably a phone call, 3 minutes, and ex at least they're exposed. They have indirect possession, but they don't have, they don't have their Bitcoin in self-custody, in self-possession. All right. So that's the tragedy of this whole thing. Anyway, but I think it's an one way or another, it's a direct, indirect, a really good advertisement or promotion or whatever you call it, a push, for self-custody eventually. So it says here, according to the announcement, the GPIF will solicit information on illiquid alternative assets like Bitcoin, gold, forests, and farmland as part of its diversification efforts. While not currently invested in these assets, the move signals that the mega fund is actively researching options beyond stocks and bonds. The GPIF stated it seeks basic knowledge about the assets targeted for information provision and wants to understand how overseas pension funds incorporate them into the portfolio, quote, unquote. As a large steward of Japanese pensions, the GPIF has been actively honing the sophistication of its investment strategies. In recent years, it has allocated to a more diverse set of assets, including real estate, infrastructure, and private equity. Bitcoin represents the most high-profile asset being researched, while risky and volatile BTC is increasingly viewed as an inflation hedge like gold. The GPIF emphasized its announcement does not guarantee future investment. However, blah, blah, the implication of Japanese pension funds buying Bitcoin would be industry shaking. The exploration comes as Japan passed new laws enabling investment funds to hold Bitcoin directly. Well, the fund itself, right? Not the person, not the people affected, right? Or the pensioners, the retirees, old age pensioners, etc., right? It indicates a broader move towards legitimizing Bitcoin within the world's third largest economy. The GPIF manages pensions for over 67 million Japanese citizens. Currently, 97% of its holdings are domestic and foreign bonds and stocks, you know, the classical, you know, crap. Diversification beyond traditional assets would be a major shift for such an influential institutional investor. With over $1.5 trillion at its disposal, even a tiny allocation to Bitcoin by GPIF could significantly impact prices and further legitimize Bitcoin, which means, you know, accelerate exponentially the process of hyperbitcoinization, of mainstreaming it first, you know, and then eventually hyperbitcoinization, you know, store of value, medium exchange, unit account, and then, you know, all the other, So that's would be that. So that's the end of the article anyway. But it just was read. It's by Vivek Sen. He's a UK-based news reporter for Bitcoin Magazine. It's called Japan's Government Pension Investment Funds Explores Investment in Bitcoin. In a Bitcoin Magazine, I linked it up in also in the post. And yeah, so let me just comment this a little bit. Now, if you go on Google and you, because this is what I know for sure, definitely, I don't know the definitive numbers, the data, you know, because might be a little bit, you know, I don't know how much is it really disclosed, how much is transparent. But if you type in like whatever global pension funds total assets under management, right? What would you get? Let me see. It says by the end of 2022, the combined assets of the 300 largest pension funds in the world decreased by 12.9%, reaching a total of $20.6 trillion compared to the $23.6 trillion at the end of 2021. Now, this is not what I had expected. I thought it's much bigger, to be honest with you. I thought that the worldwide, why is it not? I'm not sure whether this is a really correct number. Let me see. Global assets under management. Now, I had assumed that the total like assets under management by all like pension funds globally would be around somewhere between 40. This is what I had actually read and researched previously, like a couple of years ago. Would be around between 40 to even $70 trillion assets under management. So I'm not sure right now, ad hoc, I'm not sure whether these are the correct numbers, right? But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's like tens and tens and tens and dozens of trillions of dollars, definitely at least 20, $30 trillion, right? Okay, let me just see worldwide. Let's see, $40 trillion should be actually $30 trillion, but it doesn't. Pension markets in focus. What is the how big are pension funds? All right. Okay, I can't find it right now, but maybe you'd, if you know, you know, if you if you if you oh, let me see here. It says here PwC, that's an institution. It says here, let me screen share this again. Let me screen share this again. It says here, let me see. It says here, global assets under management, $415 trillion. Fund assets globally. So yeah, so I'm not sure. I think it's much higher than the perpetrated numbers that are given here. It says the global assets under management, one in six asset and wealth management companies will be swallowed up or fall by the wayside, blah, blah. Anyway, yeah, let's just not waste too much time with this. I'm gonna do my own research later on, but it is interesting. It is definitely interesting. Okay, let me stop the screen share. All right, so we've been talking about, like, in a lot of the discussions, you know, podcasts and other, you know, other experts, you know, who are dealing with macro issues, macro topics, institutional allocation of Bitcoin. And so they've been talking about, like, fiduciary duty. Now, I think there will come a critical time pretty soon, I think, where the people, you know, who are affected, who would be affected, would it be the shareholders, the pensioners, old age pensioners, retirees, whoever, you know, might be affected by the systemic theft, whatever you call it, monetary debasement, inflation, hyperinflation, you know, loss in purchasing power, exponential, you know, loss in purchasing power every year. It doesn't matter, right? But what I'm saying is that there will come a time where class action lawsuits will be taking place, and they will sue these. I think they will sue the hell out of these pension funds, whoever is responsible, sitting on the fiduciary duty chairs, right? So if you have, like, if it is, and you know, and since, you know, BlackRock and other institutions are now buying in huge numbers, you know, like Bitcoin, and now, you know, MicroStrategy and now other companies or corporations might copy the strategy. Actually, they will pretty soon. It's just a matter of time. You know, doing this, what's so called, I find it a pretty, you know, confusing terminology, the speculative attack on the fiat US dollar, whatever, but by, you know, sort of selling, you know, shares, buying Bitcoin, and then, you know, reissuing shares. I'm not the expert in this kind of field, but you know where I'm getting with this, right? So putting Bitcoin on your treasury, right? So this is, at the end of the day, it's about, you know, accumulating as much Bitcoin as possible, right? And indirectly, directly boosting the equity market, whatever you call it, the market capitalization, or the value of your company, of a corporation, boosting it and catapulting it to the stratosphere. So what I think is going to happen with the pension funds is these people who are in charge, or who would be in charge in deciding whether, you know, because I think they have a sort of a leverage, or let's say a playground where they can, you know, on the basis of self-determination, without, you know, going through bureaucratic, technocratic processes of, oh, you know, am I allowed, are we allowed to do this or not? You know, who's going to vote on this? And no. I think there is a certain percentage, would it be one, two? I'm not, you know, it might be totally different from pension fund to pension fund. Would it be 1 or 2%, or 10 to 15%? You know, it could be, right? Depending on the country, on the jurisdiction, on the laws, regulation, etc., right? But people who are sitting inside those institutions and having the fiduciary duty to allocate a specific percentage, or a minimum, sorry, a minimum percentage of the cash flow, or of the assets, right, into Bitcoin, They have to do that, right? They are because they are representing the interests of their shareholders and of the people who are, you know, affected, right? The retirees, the pensioners, et cetera, et cetera. So I think there will come the time where it's like, you know, the ice cube is melting away. The ice is melting away. So people are like, hey, I think it's overdue. It's way beyond overdue. Why didn't you guys, you know, why did you motherfuckers, you know, just start buying Bitcoin? Because we are being systematically robbed of our purchasing power day by day, month by month, year by year, exponentially faster and faster, higher and higher. I mean, I personally even think we need to find a new definition for hyperinflation, because the official rate of hyperinflation is what is around what, 50%? I mean, that's insane. We already have so many products and services which have, you know, I mean, maybe not 50%, but you know, we have a inflation rate or loss of purchasing power, or you know, price, you know, rise of whatever, 10, 20, 30, 40%, whatever. It doesn't matter, but it's substantially much, much higher, right? And with the trillions and trillions and trillions being printed, with you know, literally printed, but usually digitally, right? In this centralized, criminally untouchable fiat central banking, governmental, military, industrial complex, right? So what is it backed by, right? It's backed by debt, right? So if you take the Institute of International Finance, we have already what the official rate without the derivatives and unfunded liabilities, we have about global debt of about let's say $300 trillion. I think it's even more by now. I think it's 330, right? So if you add the unfunded liabilities and the derivatives, all the, you know, this huge, massive, astronomical, you know, debt bubbles of derivatives, then you get a number of approximately, I think, 2.1 quadrillion US dollars. I mean, this is fucking insane. It's fucking insane. So I think it's time, you know, there are some groups, within, or you know, whoever is affected, you know, in different countries, whether it been Japan, Europe, whatever continent, I think it's time to get together the best lawyers, you know, the specialized lawyers, and start you know, suing the shit out of these you know, fiduciary duty people, all right? Because they have a few, that's what it's called, fiduciary duty. You have a fiduciary, fucking fiduciary duty towards you know, the people, the interests that you represent. The shareholders, the retirees, the pensioners, whoever, whatever, right? So I think it's way beyond the $20 trillion that they're sitting on. I think it's much, much more. You know, if you take all the pension funds together, might be around 300 whatever institutions. I guess so. Even if it just, it doesn't matter, right? I think it's around between 40, 70 trillion dollars. It doesn't matter. Because there are then other institutions who might be, you know, there might be some nuances, you know, public, private, whatever. But pension funds, I'm talking about pension funds, right? So what do old age pensioners right now, you know, if they really comprehended, if really truly understood the basics, the principles, the ethos, the monetary technological properties, the fucking potential of Bitcoin for their own future and for the future of their, you know, children and grandchildren, of their families, of their beloved ones. They would finally understand, oh my God, you know, we could have had, you know, this abundance, as Jeff Booth calls it, you know, on every fucking level you can think of. Not, you know, not only like digital, you know, all this Saylor crap, you know, I mean, I love Saylor and for whatever he's doing, but you know, I've got my reservation, my caveats, and blah blah blah. But it's I mean, what we're talking about, I mean, it's either nothing or everything, right? When we're talking about Bitcoin, we're talking about, like, I mean, abundance, like exponential by orders of magnitude chain reaction effects, what I would call it, on every fucking level. Not only monetary and technology. I mean, what does technology mean? I'm talking about like energy, like totally evolutionary energy, right? Technologies, propulsion systems that we could have had already 100 years ago, patents being confiscated in the name of national security and blah, blah, blah. And you would probably, people in the future would then only have to work voluntarily, if at all, like 3 days a week, because they love the job, because they love the work, and the rest of the time they would do whatever they are destined to do, whatever their calling would be, their mission would be, right? Would it be art, technology, research, teaching, raising kids, teaching, like totally unfolding the super potentials of children. I mean, we're talking about like the fucking clock is ticking. We got, I mean, solar flares, the magnetic field of the Earth, it has been exponentially reducing, but this is a fucking sacrosanct taboo. You can't talk about that because people are so fucking, ignorant and arrogant, and they got this, cognitive dissonance and ooh, oh, fear, let's not talk about it. But yeah, I mean, this is the fucking reality. If we want to get out of this mess, we need to accelerate by orders of magnitude the technological, advancements and innovations. And this is what I would love to talk to, I actually mentioned that in a one way or another, to Jeff Booth. I was like, we could have all these technologies like probably at least decades ago, right? But they have been, compartmentalized, bookshelf, whatever, scrapped away, hidden away, suppressed, or whatever, hidden or confiscated in the name of national security, whatever. All these, so-called alien UFO bullshit. This is about technology. It doesn't matter whether it's reversal engineering or really. Technology was been adopted or stolen from whatever, from German Nazi scientists, whatever. It doesn't matter, right? But they had time since the 40s or whatever to develop and then adapt and adopt and develop and further advance all these technologies. But coming back to pension funds, sorry about my rant, but the pensioners, the older retirees, they gotta wake up. Good morning, retirees. Wake up, wake up. This is about your life, your abundance, your comfort zone. This is about your future, the future of your beloved ones, your family, your children, your grandchildren. And we're talking about like a multi-trillion market cap eventually, and maybe it's gonna just happen just like that. What Parker Lewis has been always been talking about and writing about, like gradually and suddenly, this is the sudden moment which we're talking about. To be honest, I'm not so excited about this whole ETF bullshit. No, I think the pension funds are gonna trigger it. I think the pension funds are gonna trigger it because they're sitting on tens and tens and tens of trillions of dollars. And if just a tiny fucking fraction of that goes into Bitcoin, we've got the hyper-Bitcoinization, because you go from store of value to medium exchange to unit account, and all of a sudden you don't fucking think in this stupid, idiotic, moronic fiat terminology or fiat numbering, because it's all about purchasing power. Purchasing power. You can all of a sudden, buy with a fraction of one Bitcoin. Yeah, you don't need a whole Bitcoin, by the way, if you are new to in this space. You just need a fraction, a fraction, a fraction, right? One Bitcoin equals 100 million Satoshis. So just even if you just start with $10, 10 euros, whatever, just start buying with a mobile wallet, and then eventually, if you have a substantial amount, get yourself a fucking hardware wallet by CoinKite, cold card. It's really not fucking rocket science. All right. There's tons of tutorials, and I can teach you, I can mentor you, I can coach you. There's so many BTC sessions, done tremendous job. So please get off your ass, call up your agents, your brokers, get together, call up your lawyers. They might, even, offer you some kind of contingency basis, where other law firms, other, attorneys at law get together and do a fucking, class action lawsuits. Fiduciary duty. Take your fucking fiduciary duty seriously and buy fucking Bitcoin for us, right? That's the whole fucking point. All right. So this was my rant. You're gonna see. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. I'm just telling you, I told you so. No, I'm just saying, just fucking wake the fuck up, all right? And just get together if you know anybody, right? Legal experts, people who might be advocates in some kind of chamber organization. Get together with other retirees, old age pensioners, and sue the shit out of these people, wherever you are, within Japan, Australia, in communist dictatorship of Australia, I guess you got no chance anymore. But wherever you are, United States, Canada, Asia, wherever you are, in whatever country, whatever jurisdiction you are, start pushing them, start suing them, start, I don't know, threatening them, because it's the fucking fiduciary duty. And you're being stolen right as we speak. You're being stolen systematically by the fiat central banking governmental military industrial complex, which, by the way, right, are and have been criminally immune, starting with the members of the Bank of International Settlements, the central bank of central banks. And then you've got, of course, the Federal Reserve, as the international reserve currency, the dollar, right, which have been, pumping and pumping and pumping and printing and printing and printing and waging wars in I don't know how many countries. Assassinating people, murdering people, mass murdering, genocide, ethnic cleansing, supporting directly, indirectly. It's a fucking mess. It's a fucking mess. It's like unspeakable. It's like beyond description and words. So we could have, like, really, within the next few years, if we are able to really truly mature, intelligent, wise, all of us together, each one of us, individually and collectively, as a human civilization, if we can accelerate this process, we can fucking make it. And we could even make it out of this, whole whatever, coronal mass ejection, solar flares, the exponential weakening reduction of the magnetic field. That's a fucking serious issue. Just follow Ben Davidson on YouTube or on Sun Weatherman on X on Twitter. It's fucking serious. It's fucking serious. I mean, this is hardcore data science. It's inevitable. You can't deny it. It's undeniable. Sorry about that. This is no fucking science fiction. We're talking about like serious shit. And we're not talking about like hundreds of th thousands of years. No. We're talking about like beginning in 2040, 50, micronova. We're talking about like when the grid, we have no more fucking grid, no more electricity. We're going back to the fucking Stone Ages, and 75, 80, 85, 90% of the Earth's population is gone. It's gone in whatever shape or form, right? So do it for your children. If you have children, especially if you have children, do it, please. Do it for your children. We're doing it for our child, for one and only sacrosanct, holy, cosmic child or daughter. So otherwise, I wouldn't, to be honest with you, if I didn't have any, family, or like, if we didn't have a child, I mean, we wouldn't fucking care. Seriously, we wouldn't fucking care. It's like, okay, come on, just let it happen. All right. But we're talking about like about our children. We want, a prosperous, beautiful, abundant, in abundance and beauty and full, on every fucking level, materialistically, of course, physically, obsessed, but existentially, but of course, economically, and yeah, in this whole spectrum, of course, spiritually, on the soul level. Anyway, my name is Keyvan Davani. I'm the host of the Davani Connection Show. Please write me your comments, your feedback, any questions you have. By the way, I'm having tomorrow, on Wednesday, that's March 20th, another chat with Pedro. It's a filmmaker. And hopefully with CJ Constantinos. I had to reschedule because we had a flu, and we're gonna reschedule with CJ. He's a really super brain about like macro and institutional allocation and ETFs and blah blah blah. So that's gonna happen within the next few days or weeks. So if you have any questions, wishes, desires, comments, please write me DM or just comment in my X. X profile or LinkedIn, Facebook, DM is open, of course, on Telegram too, and on YouTube. Please like, share, subscribe, follow me, and thank you so much. And we can do this. together. Have a beautiful